Today's message, it's 102.7 Mike in the afternoon, along with Jill, is staying down for a look at the water cooler conversations. Yesterday, we were talking about a story that had to do with sailing in a boat that was sailing soybeans to China. And
they're still sailing, I bet.
Yes. And today, my headline says, you're going to need a bigger boat. So apparently, they could have used the soybean boat because these were kayaks.
Oh,
and you're a kayaker. I kayak. I kayak apparently once a year, but you know, I own them. But Dan Worley and his 7-year-old daughter Layla, they were kayaking in Adams County, Pennsylvania, and their trip took a dark turn because a very large, rabid beaver attacked their kayak.
Ooh.
And put up quite a fight.
Really?
Yes.
We go by the little beaver dams out at Pactola, and I always like want to see one.
Yeah.
I don't want it to attack me.
It's like, no. And see, that's the thing. You know, it's kind of like being in Yellowstone.
Want it to be like over there.
Yeah.
And I'll be over here.
Challenging the buffalo in Yellowstone or beavers on a lake, Jill, are really kind of the same thing.
I wouldn't get out of my car or out of my kayak.
Yeah.
Okay, so what happened?
Well, they didn't get out of their kayak.
Did they eat them?
Nearly. He says Layla and their dog were on the creek by their house, and he felt something grab his kayak. And he said it was a big A crazy beaver.
He's a big mad crazy beaver.
Yes, because generally this wouldn't happen, except that apparently this is like this rabid beaver. And so for several minutes, he beats the beaver with his paddle, but it wouldn't give up.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's
the... Don't make the beaver angry, sir.
I know. You never want an angry beaver.
No.
And he has photos that show this beaver jumping out of the water, appearing to bite an oar.
That's hysterical.
Yes.
I mean, it would be terrifying at the time.
Sure. But it's always better whenever it's somebody else.
Right.
And it's on Facebook and you don't have
it's
to
like,
be a part of it.
I wasn't there for it.
So the beaver battle only escalated from there because the crazy animal spotted Layla's kayak about 30 yards away and went straight for it.
What color are their kayaks? Just so we know what not to buy.
I'm trying to remember. What color is yours?
Orange.
Yeah, it's exactly the color of their kayaks, Jill. And so the beaver then started to climb onto the back of the kayak.
Oh, see, that's a little terrifying.
Of his 7-year-old daughter. And, of course, he describes it as Layla started screaming bloody murder because she's 7 years old and there's a rabid beaver that's on the back of her kayak.
What happened to their dog? What's the dog doing this whole time?
Yeah, I think peeing. I think the dog is like, ah!
I'm not helping you guys.
Yeah. Like, you guys are the idiots. You're on the water. And so then Worley says he punched the animal and it fell into the water. And so he's thinking it's okay. But no, it starts lunging back at him.
Oh my gosh, I'm like, paddle away.
Yes.
Well, I suppose he can probably swim with them anyway.
Sure, yeah, considering it's a beaver. Yeah, right. They go pretty fast.
Big old tail.
And so at this point, I'm understanding, now I get the end line of we're going to need a bigger boat because this sounds like something that was from the movie Jaws.
Yeah.
Because you think you have it controlled and then boom again.
Not so much.
And so then... check this out. It continues on land.
Oh.
The beaver comes in because a beaver can both be on land and
of course.
Water. And so he said he was punching, kicking, trying to get away from it. He ran to the bank, Layla, and it followed me trying to attack us. And the attack continued on land where he finally grabbed a big stick and smacked its head as hard as it could.
Oh, boy.
And it did the trick. And finally crushed the beaver's skull because that's what it took.
Ew.
Yeah.
And
so then he contacts Pennsylvania Game Commission about the beaver attack, and they're like, oh, another beaver attack, huh?
Another?
No, I'm just, I'm kind of embellishing there. So,
I'm like, good
God. Another angry beaver. And so they urged him to go to the hospital and get rabies shots.
Well, yes, that's a good idea.
And here's the thing. They add this at the end of the story, and I saw this. Because one of his photos on Facebook shows the beaver upside and apparently unconscious with blood on its buck teeth and his fur ragged after the fight.
Oh, gosh. I wonder why he went so bananas.
I don't know.
He got in a fight with his beaver wife.
Yeah, that's probably what it was. He just got tired. You know, I'm tired of the same old thing every day, gnawing on some wood. Yeah, yeah, that's probably was. There's ding dang kids in their kayaks here. Yeah. It's like, y'all get out of my yard, on my lawn. There you go. Water cooler conversations. Thanks, Jill.
Thank you.
Today's best hits. It's 102.7.